What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
In this episode, I'm going to react to a funnel, the beginning of a funnel for Create with Leanne. It's Leanne Brennan's funnel. She is a creativity coach, and this funnel is a free clarity workshop. I'm about to click, as you can see, on the link in her Instagram bio to go and look at this workshop and see what it lets me do. Now, if you are an online course creator, an online membership owner, or an online coach, you're going to benefit from this Funnel Fix Friday episode as you see my reaction to what you're visually seeing on screen. Who am I to react and who am I for you to trust? Well, I've been coaching established online course creators now for like 3 years, and that would be high earning ones between like 250,000 gross annual revenue up to like 1.2 million. Gross annual revenue. And I've been coaching them in the areas of marketing and sales and hiring and systems and processes and basically everything so that they can scale up their business and reduce their overwhelm. So let's go and see what this funnel has to do. So I'm looking at, it's a ConvertKit. It says built with ConvertKit form. And it has a very simple picture on the right-hand side of this square form. And on the left-hand side, the header in very dark, I guess, black text, very big, says Clarity Workshop. And then right underneath that, spaced out quite well vertically, it says move through overwhelm with your creative goals and get a roadmap for clarity that will leave you feeling empowered to start your personal work with confidence. Okay, cool. First thought is, I'm not sure who this is for. Therefore, I'm not sure if it's for me. So now I'm going back to her. Okay, she's a creativity coach, but I happen to be a Facebook ad manager and I'm a course creator. Is her thing for me or not? I don't know. I shouldn't have to go back to Instagram to see, though. Now, is she running ads to this page? If she's running Facebook ads to this page and somebody doesn't or hasn't ever seen her Instagram account, as in somebody is completely new to her business, then this is definitely something that she'll want to improve. Is who is this for? Clarity Workshop for course creators, for online coaches. But let's go ahead and put in my name and see what happens on the thank you page, because this is well designed. I like its simplicity. I just want to know who is it for, i.e. is it for me? So I'm going to type in my email. You can't see my email because my editor has edited it out, right? Download. Oh, where is the thank you page? So this is my one pet peeve with forms, is when all that changes when you submit or when a lead submits their name and email for you. It just says like success. Now check your email to confirm your subscription. Two things here. First, you want to have a thank you page set up so that you are directing your leads to the next step. It's pretty darn difficult to have like a tripwire offer, i.e. a welcome offer that is aligned with your lead magnet and helps somebody on the next step for the journey. For example, if this is a clarity workshop, yes, I'm guessing during a workshop, she's going to sell something at the end of that workshop. But at the same time, what if I'm ready to get more clarity now? What if she has a 10-step get clarity on any goal, like process that she normally coaches people through, but this is the DIY offer for like $17. That could be on a thank you page, or just the simple steps on a thank you page to go wherever she wants you to go. Maybe to her podcast, maybe to follow her on Instagram. I don't know. And neither does a lead, because it's just go confirm your subscription. And the other thing about having to confirm a subscription is this is called double opt-in. I don't like double opt-in because it means that people have to go to their inbox, confirm that they are who they said they are before they can receive your marketing emails. Now, yes, proponents of double opt-in will say, but Kwejo, double opt-in cuts down on spam robots. It does. But it also cuts down on real people who go and find your email, because the email may have gone to that dreaded promotions tab and they didn't even see it. And so thus they don't get the value that they went to you for. So they're left wondering, where is this clarity workshop? And where are the other emails from this person who I wanted to give them my name and email? I did, but I don't got nothing. And I would much rather everybody get my emails, including the spam bots, of which I personally don't get many signups, but I understand you might. But remember, a healthy email list is purged every 3 months anyway. So as long as you're maintaining your email list and getting the weeds out, so to speak, as in those junk emails, then I would rather have junk emails that I purge every 3 months than have people who clearly need my help and don't get it. So I'm going to confirm the subscription. Now it says subscription confirmed. I guess I'll go back to my email and just keep refreshing until I receive an email. Refresh, 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 nothing. Refresh, still nothing. Is it coming? What do I have to wait? Where's the workshop? Typing in her name and I don't see anything. So I guess we're just going to pause and wait until we get something. I've refreshed like my screen 8 times and I got stuff to do and I'm tired and I just wanted to watch the Clarity workshop. So let me say something to you that is watching me. This kind of thing is what you don't want to happen to somebody who needs value from you. Now, if somebody doesn't know, make sure double check in your email settings that if you must have double opt-in, that somebody can get the email right away. I'm going to go down and look. Maybe it went into spam. It's not in my spam folder. Maybe it's in, I don't even have a promotions folder because I use Google Workspace, which is Gmail, but it's Google Workspace. So here's the takeaway from this episode. This episode has to stop here, because I have other episodes to record, but similar to me, your leads who want value from you have other things going on in their life. And if they can't get the lead magnet that they hoped to get right away, in this kind of instantaneous world, we all have the, oh, there it is, finally, I almost left. And I was gonna say and go on a little bit of a rant, that if somebody can't get what they need from you, then they might go away too, never to be helped by you, and then won't have the chance to be served by you. Maybe a sale is lost. So let's look, though. I like her signature, and it's very clear. The email's presented quite well. So we're going to click through on the workshop, but now I'm reading inside of my Gmail. Hi there. I'm so happy you're ready to get your personal creative pursuits off the ground in this Clarity workshop. You're going to view what is possible for you and your creativity in a whole new light. I can't wait to share with you. Grab some paper and pen and click this link. All right, cool. Well, it says, as there are a few journaling prompts in here, let me know if you have any questions and wishing you the best of luck. All right, this email is short and to the point, and it's also very clear where I should click. If you're not watching the YouTube channel yet and you can't see me, then know that you probably should go to the show notes below, click on the link to go to the Art of Online Businesses YouTube channel and subscribe, because you're going to want to see what's coming up. But the subject line does say, you're in. Here is the Clarity workshop. And so I'm clicking this link. the regular email text is black text. This link is like a burnt orange. I kind of like it. Looks to be on brand.
Just to get going, I'm going to introduce myself because there's this left.
So what I see here is Leanne is talking and there's a workshop and she's been really practical with it, meaning that this is a workshop that she delivered on Zoom and she has uploaded the Zoom video to YouTube. And so clicking on the link in the email took me to YouTube and now I'm watching her video. This is a very practical step, but it also has, as you can see on my screen, some elements of danger in it, i.e. if she's going to sell anything in this workshop, whew, it's already hard enough to get people to watch workshops and webinars the whole way through. But look at my sidebar. YouTube wants eyeballs to stay on YouTube. And to that end, they're going to show you all the things that they think you'll click on, which are related to the things that you watch. So now you can see on my, you can peer into my soul and see on the right-hand side that I watch stuff having to do with social media marketing agencies and Sunny Leonarduzzi's on here. We got relaxing chill screensavers. We got Mr. Beast type content. We got Alex Hormozi. Lots of social media marketing kind of stuff. All of it, Ali Abdaal, very enticing. So my one recommendation here, if it were me, would be, okay, practical step. Yes, good to take a Zoom video and put it into YouTube and show a link. But take this YouTube link and embed it on maybe your WordPress website or your landing page software, at least so somebody's watching it and not having to be maybe persuaded to click away from your video prematurely to go click on another YouTube video. Now we're going to keep watching. And I'm reading her descriptions, actually. It says, if you have been wanting to start your personal creative goals, but not really sure what you would do or how you would get it off the ground without feeling overwhelmed. Oh, I like this. I'm reading. Come on. This workshop is for you. Cool. I will watch the workshop. I skip down and it says in the descriptions further below, for those interested in 100 epic days, I run this program twice a year. One cohort starts in the winter, one starts in the summer. This recording was from a workshop I did to promote my summer session, but you are welcome to still enroll in the next round available now. And oh, Leanne. So we got a little problem here, which is she put www.leannebrennan, that's LeanneBrennan.com, but YouTube will not take that and make it a clickable link. So let's say I want this creativity thing and I want, oh my gosh, the coupon code at checkout for $300 off. I can't click. And if I am like, which I am, most online surfers, then I'm not going to click. I'm not going to take this, copy it, go up to the address bar, paste it in and hit enter. And you know why I'm not going to do that? Because I'm lazy. And most people have like the attention of a squirrel, which is short, or the attention of a goldfish, which apparently is shorter. And we want to make it super easy. Let's reduce friction so people can click through to where they need help. By the way, on YouTube, in the descriptions, if you want to put a link that somebody can click, you must start that link with HTT as in Tom Tom, PS as in Pauline Sarah, :// and then put your URL, and that will make the link in the descriptions clickable and more people will click it. Leanne, I want more people to click your link. Also, this goes to just not a sales page, but her website. And the thing is when you click through to a website, there's lots of things in the header that somebody can go click on and they'll go elsewheres and might not go where you want them to go, which is not beneficial for you. Like the homepage that we're clicking to here has a free clarity workshop. And if I'm not paying attention, I might look at this. It's a well-designed page, by the way, Leanne. I might look at this though and be like, oh, I already have this workshop. I just watched it. Goodbye. Because my attention span is really short, right? Or I might click onto her Instagram, which her Instagram is so well done, I might get stuck here and never go back to the program Or if I'm really persistent, I might go to the offerings. But even the offerings, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The offerings header menu has 6 options on it. Which one of those options is the program? I don't even remember what the program is called. True story. So I think it's 100 epic days. I'm going to click on that one. But then remember, me, like anyone else, struggles. And I may have clicked on the wrong program. And after reading, oh, it is called 100 epic days. Awesome. So I got lucky. And I might read the wrong sales page or part of it and then get confused and then never buy. So what I would do is, one, make the link correct in the YouTube description. Two, send them to a sales page for the program that's only the sales page for the program, not the program sales page on a main website. That way, the chances are a lot higher that somebody will purchase, i.e. get help. So I'm looking at this checkout page, which looks to be hosted on ThriveCart. I like ThriveCart. I use ThriveCart at the moment, but I might be switching to something new. Stay tuned. And what do I see? Here, I see 4 epic prep sessions, total payment, $2,875. So I see what I get. Features. Let me read this. Yeah, twice a month, Zoom calls, that's a feature. Cool. I'm reading underneath and I see another heading, maybe heading 2, font, smaller, access to Epic Start course. So a lot of what I see is the deliverables, which are fine. It's just, usually these kind of features don't sell a program. It would be better to see benefits with testimonials somewhere down here. There's a pay in full bonus, one-on-one private Zoom call. Again, it's probably going to be a good program. I just need social proof. And then we want wording that sells the benefits of the program, the transformation, how I'm going to change, what I'm going to be after I do this program. And then a super simple summary of the program. What's inside is good too. I say that because on the checkout page, we should be very concise. And so here, the features take up the whole page. It's literally, the section is what you receive. Okay, let's go back to the workshop. Or actually, we're not going to look at the sales page. We're just going to look at the workshop. I'm going to listen to the first part of the workshop.
So just to get going, I'm going to introduce myself because there's a lot of new people here, which is so fun. So my name is Leanne Brennan.
Leanne, I said her name wrong. Oops. I always like to speak to an audience of one. I know this is a recorded Zoom call, so it's a different kind of deal, but there's always only one person on the other screen watching the video, usually, unless they're in a group. And so I like to speak to them specifically. Now, this is not a webinar review, so I'll just go to the very end to see where there is a sales pitch, because at the end of a workshop with tons of value, we want to give somebody the opportunity to work with us, right? To buy our program.
And if live Zoom sessions just like this, they're more interactive. So we're working through your specific life circumstances and your resistance and your personal project that you want to take on. Yeah.
Okay, I think she's there. But at least when I'm scrolling with my mouse, I don't see any slides. Maybe it's difficult to do slides on Zoom. So I might recommend using something like a presentation plus a camera, like StreamYard, for example. I use StreamYard to record stuff. You can go live and stream to YouTube with StreamYard, but you can also easily share your screen. Otherwise, you could make your slides in Google Slides and then share your screen through Mini away. I just happen to use StreamYard, so I'm going to tell you that. So I'm clicking at the end of her presentation and it's showing me, I'm seeing Instagram accounts. Maybe these are client testimonials. I'm seeing, here we go. So now she's navigated to the sales page. Good. I'm glad she's showing it. And it says 100 epic days.
100epicdays.com. And you'll find this program, 100 epic days. If you use the coupon code CLARITY300, Jenny will put that in.
Okay. So one thing I'm seeing is sales page is designed decently well. She's directing people to a sales page though that's on the main website. And so then all of the headers and footers, I'm assuming too, are visible. So the one thing is that kind of lowers conversions. You know, they used to give sales pages that ugly name called squeeze page back in the day, but it's true, like one result is what you're squeezing people to. And when presented with many other things to do, a percentage of people that visit your sales page are not going to actually buy the thing that they need or that they wanted. They just click somewhere else and forget. Or life happens, you know? Kid comes home from school, something crashes downstairs, daughter came back from church and is kicking at the door that you have locked, and for some reason is not ringing the doorbell or waiting for mom to let them in. Oh, wait, did that just happen to me? And they leave the computer and they come back and they just don't buy. So let's eliminate as many distractions as possible. I like how at the top of her page, it says right here, 100 Epic Days is a 4-month mindset and accountability program to start and get consistent with a daily creative practice or personal project amidst the chaos of life. Okay, boom. Now I know exactly what I'm getting. I still don't know who exactly it's for. Creatives, course creators, but this is better. Let's keep listening.
The musician is Ainsley Maddox. You can find her on Instagram, Ainsley Maddox. She's in New Orleans. I used to live in New Orleans and we became friends. She's a really talented musician. So go to 100 days. Use a coupon code Clarity300. I will show you where you enter it. This program right.
So here's what I would do. If I had a great Zoom call and I wanted to repurpose it, I would on purpose redo the pitch and make the pitch a lot more concise with less clicking around to like Instagram and other profiles and just go ahead and give the sales pitch after the value portion of the workshop. I did not watch the workshop, but I'm assuming Leanne gave a killer workshop. She crushed it and people are excited and wanting to do more with her. That would be where a recorded sales pitch and then edited in to this video could perform better. And that ends the review of her funnel. But that's what I would do. And you know what I would also do? I would, when I edit in the new sales pitch and even the beginning, I would make it be more evergreen friendly. I would mention, oh yeah, you're about to, you know, go intro, why you're here, the value you're going to get. Go ahead and tell the person who's watching, by the way, at the end of this workshop, I'm going to give you an opportunity to work with me. If you need help right now, go ahead and skip the workshop and just click in the description below. There's a link to go to the website to buy my program and get help. And I would edit like more evergreen components into that webinar to make it flow better. I hope this video, this Funnel Fix video that you're watching, podcast video episode, really does help you. Watch it again, take some notes, and until the next time you watch me on YouTube, because again, this is watchable. It's listenable, but it's way more watchable than it is listenable. I tried to help you listen well too. Until the next time, be blessed. Take care. Bye.